on FM, online, and on TuneIn 24/7. This is 88.3 Southern FM,
where you're listening to The Space Show. And now to Monday evening's great UFO mystery. People from Sydney, the Central Coast, Dubbo, Canberra, Brisbane, and elsewhere were astonished to see a strange boomerang-shaped light moving in the night sky. Such is the ubiquity of mobile camera phones that some were able to video the sight. Here's the reaction of a few people.
Way!
That is really weird. It's silent. That is weird and huge.
Yeah, I can see.
And see-through.
Oh, weird. I saw, like, things going back.
Up in the sky.
What is that?
Oi, have a look up at the sky. What is that?
Alright.
Oi, come out the front.
You see it when you first, when I said run?
Yeah.
Looks like a satellite. She's just come off it. It's coming back in the atmosphere, I reckon. See how it's getting water? When it was real tight when it first.
That's going pretty quick. That's faster than a satellite, eh?
What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Still there? It's still there.
Where? Look
at it.
What
is
that?
I don't know. You should have seen it when it started.
It has a thin trail behind it.
Yeah.
There it is.
There's a trail behind it. I'll show you the video in a minute. Have a look at it. See the trail behind it?
The blue thing.
I don't know what the hell that is. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It's all on video.
Next morning, Ben Fordham of Sydney radio station 2GB spoke with the media's pet space commentator about the sighting, which neither of them had seen themselves.
Did you see the rocket last night? At around 8 o'clock, people in Sydney and on the Central Coast spotted a rocket from China. Dr. Brad Tucker, the astrophysicist from ANU, is on the line. Dr. Brad Tucker, good morning.
How's it going, Ben?
I'm okay. I didn't know we were having a rocket visit last night.
Well, look, it was a bit of a surprise. Sometimes these rockets launch and you just never see them. It's a lot like airplane contrails, right? You know, if the situation, the circumstances are right, you can kind of see this beautiful trail. And since China had two launches yesterday, kind of threw people off. And then all of a sudden, as you said, everyone in the early evening started to see a very mysterious figure, which most definitely was essentially exhaust from the second rocket that China launched yesterday.
Okay, so this is called Long March 3. What's the point of the whole thing?
So Long March 3 is their large rocket for taking satellites. They've taken parts of space stations up. This launch was, they said it was a classified launch. Some people said it was a Beidou satellite, which is their GPS system. That was the earlier launch. This was a classified satellite. Now, that's not surprising. The U.S. has most of their satellites classified as well, i.e. it either means military or defense or something like that. But if you have a really big satellite, you need a really big rocket. So you get lots of exhaust coming out, and that's what we saw.
All right. Well, we always appreciate your expertise. Otherwise, we'd be scratching our heads thinking that the aliens are finally visiting. We'll catch up soon.
It would have been on par, so I understand why.
Good on you, Dr. Brad. Thanks for your time.
Take care, Ben.
Dr. Brad Tucker, the astrophysicist from ANU. Did you spot the rocket?
Now, some people sent their recordings to Channel 7 News, where Angela Cox compiled this report.
Was it a bird? A plane? Not Superman. Maybe the bat signal.
What is that?
Wait, no way!
A boomerang-shaped flare about 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Not a meteor.
Could have been a shooting star too, but usually they zip way quicker.
Or worse.
If that's a nuke, good knowing you.
No, thank goodness.
What if that was like a missile or something?
Close enough. This is what it was. A Chinese Long March 3B rocket blasting off late yesterday. Its trajectory taking it from central China across north and eastern Australia. What we saw from the ground was an upper stage burn.
It confirms it was a Long March 3B
So you get these kind of plumes or exhausts, kind of like contrails that an airplane gets.
Here's what it looks like from an earlier mission.
Radar.
This one, said to be carrying an Earth observation satellite.
It most definitely could be in the realm of spy or military satellites.
The payload now in orbit, about 40,000 kilometres up. It's their 390th Long March launch. Routine for China, a treat for us.
Dad, don't swear to all the people on Channel 7.
Angela Cox, 7 News.
Unfortunately, both the radio report and the Channel 7 reports contained errors. Hardly surprising, since there is a genuine mystery about the launch and the launch earlier that day of another satellite. Here, as far as the space show can determine, is what happened. All times quoted here are Australian Eastern Standard. At 4:19 p.m. on Monday, a Kwazu-1A rocket was launched from the Jiquan LA-4, which is in the Gobi Desert of Inner Mongolia. Aboard was Jilin-01 Gaofen-2F. That's an Earth observation satellite. The rocket body entered an orbit of perigee 166 kilometres, that's the lowest point in the orbit, an apogee or highest point in the orbit of 550 kilometres and an inclination of 97.5 degrees to the equator. It is catalogued as Space Object 49,527 and has been given a COSPAR of 2021-086B. Which means it's the 86th launch of the year 2021 and it's Object B. The satellite itself is in a near-circular orbit of 531 by 546 kilometres at the same polar inclination. This satellite took photos of Turkey and these were published quite quickly on the internet yesterday. Now, Jilin 01 Gaofen-2F has a satellite number of 49,256 and a COSPAR of 2021-086A. Now, 2 hours and 1 minute after the Kwazu-1A launch from Jiquan, a Long March 3B lifted off from Zichuan Satellite Launch Center. Now, airspace was cleared across populated areas of China and over the South China Sea. The rocket ascended to orbit on a track that took it over Papua New Guinea and Queensland, then over Australia's eastern seaboard. An upper stage ignited to send the payload into a highly elliptical orbit. This is what the lucky folks in New South Wales, the ACT and Southern Queensland saw. Well, so far so good. But here is where some commentators got it wrong. The payload was not a Beidou navigation satellite. It was an experimental satellite called Xiyan 10. Nor was the satellite bound for a geostationary orbit. If that had been the case, the Long March 3B would have been launched eastward across China and the Pacific Ocean to enter an equatorial orbit. Xiyan 10 was instead bound for an orbit of 55 degrees inclination, which is why it travelled over Australia. And now the mystery deepens. For a few minutes, a picture of a poster about Xiyan 10 was posted on the internet. But then the poster was deleted. But not before some sharp-eyed Western space enthusiast had downloaded it and reposted it on their own websites. And the Space Show has seen this poster. These same enthusiasts grabbed video from China of the launch, reposting it. But there was no official confirmation from China of the launch or of the orbital elements of the satellite. For all intents and purposes, the satellite had vanished. Then, A China watcher called Cosmic Penguin said the satellite had tracking number 49,259 and COSPAR ID of 2021-087A. He said the perigee was 177 kilometres and apogee was 40,104 kilometres with an inclination of 51.04 degrees to the equator. But the official heavens above did not list either the satellite or the rocket body. Now, heavens above is where you can find all the satellites that have ever been launched way back to Sputnik 1. In 1957, and also predictions on when you can see it next. So, that was a bit of a mystery that launched this thing. We had pictures of it, but it's not listed, not even by the Americans. Then, at about 4 o'clock this afternoon, the tracking details popped up on Heavens Above, and they agree with what Cosmic Penguin had said. In the meantime, News Corp had this report, and I quote, "The rocket was launched from China's Zhejiang Satellite Launch Center yesterday and is rumored to be a new generation of navigation satellite which broadcasts in 4K and 8K. The satellite was reportedly launched in preparation for the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics." End quote. Now, that News Corp report is just rubbish. Talk about fake news. Firstly, rockets are not active satellites. They loft satellites into orbit, but are only rarely active satellites. Secondly, the payload was not a Beidou navigation satellite. Like American Navstar GPS, Russian GLONASS, and European Galileo navigation satellites, Beidou emits signals that allow you to position yourself on Earth or in near-Earth space. They do not broadcast video, be it in low definition or high definition 4K or 8K. As for the Xiyang 10 being for the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics, well, maybe, but probably not. The highly elliptical orbit is similar to the Russian Monia satellites that travel slowly high over the northern hemisphere, then dip rapidly low over the southern hemisphere. Yesterday, at 9:33 p.m., the Xinhua news agency said the Long March 3B carrier rocket had flown normally and the Xiyang 10 satellite was placed in orbit accurately. During the rocket flight, the satellite operating conditions were abnormal and the specific reasons are being further analysed and investigated. Now, on the basis of that, we may deduce that the satellite has failed. What some lucky Australians saw was the perigee rocket burn to propel the satellite from the circular low orbit into the elliptical one. Because that burn occurred over Australia, we may further deduce that the perigee is in the southern hemisphere and the hovering apogee is over the northern hemisphere, which makes sense since most of the world's population lives in the northern hemisphere. A few minutes ago, Heavens Above released orbital tracks for both Xiyang 10 and the rocket stage, and they confirmed this assumption that, yes, it is apogee over the northern hemisphere. Then the question remains, did the Chinese engineers intend to leave Xiyang 10 in the elliptical 12-hour period Monia-type orbit, or did they intend for it to circularise its orbit at 38,000 kilometres to enter a quasi-geostationary orbit of period 24 hours? So there the mystery remains. And just a reminder, daylight saving starts at 2 a.m. on Sunday, October the 3rd. So wind your clocks from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. and let's wind them forward 1 hour. And so if anyone gives you an appointment for, say, 2:30 on Sunday morning, Well, it won't happen because there will be no 2:30. The clocks will jump immediately from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. and there'll be no 2:01, 2:02 and so on. By the way, daylight saving will end at 3 a.m. on Sunday next year on April the 3rd. So April the 3rd next year, and 3 a.m., the clocks will go back to 2 a.m. So you'll have two 2:30. So if someone gives you an appointment for 2:30 on Sunday, April the 3rd, you better ask, is it daylight saving or because there'll be two of them on that morning. So this has been the news on the Space Show.